The day started with the DUP's Peter Weir waving his arms about, wondering where everyone was. At 12:02, he and his colleagues were looking across at empty benches, not a soul in Sinn Féin and SDLP seats. You'd think he'd be happy, but no. So, what did the unionist MLA do? He went off to drum up nationalist opposition.
Order, members. I wish to advise the House that I've been given notice by the members of the Business Committee of a motion to extend today's sitting.
Yes, with the end of term looming, it was another extended day of debate in the Assembly Chamber. The DUP Finance Minister, Sammy Wilson, told MLAs that the total bill for last month's G8 summit came to £80 million. Of that, London would cover 60, leaving Northern Ireland with a bill for £20 million. Sinn Féin's Dahi Mackay wanted to know if it was money well spent.
What assessment has the Department of Finance made of the potential returns of that expenditure?
Well, I mean, first of all, can I just say, before the G8 happened, there was considerable doubt expressed as to its benefits to Northern Ireland, the cost it was going to be, and you always had the begrudgers and the naysayers and the whingers looking for the bad news story from it. It has now been universally accepted that, first of all, we put on a good show. The weather even helped us, for goodness sake.
The Deputy First Minister faced similar questions, and Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness gave similar answers. One of his party's MLAs for Fermanagh and South Tyrone wanted to know if the area which had hosted the G8 summit would end up reaping any reward. But whilst the Deputy First Minister painted the benefits in broad brush strokes for Belfast and beyond, there were no specific promises for Enniskillen. Kieran McCarthy of the Alliance Party, though, was looking beyond local politics in terms of the summit's success and claiming credit for, wait for it, those talks with the Taliban.
Would the First Minister agree with me that the time that has been spent by the leaders of the world in Northern Ireland, that it was more than coincidental that after they returned home, they decided that it would be better for the leaders to talk to the Taliban, therefore saving lives in Afghanistan?
Well, far be it from me to involve myself in US foreign policy, but I have to say I did find it encouraging.
Sinn Féin tabled an urgent question for the Health Minister following the deaths of 8 people reportedly linked to a lethal batch of illegal drugs in circulation on Northern Ireland streets. Edwin Poots expressed his condolences to families and friends, reminding MLAs that no official link had yet been proved. The SDLP's Conall McDevitt said the drug dealers were peddling poison.
What conversations has he and the Chief Medical Officer had in recent days about ensuring that all potential lines of inquiry about the recent areas of concern are now subject to police investigation?
Well, the Chief Medical Officer will issue warnings on occasions like this. Earlier